You know, one of the beauties of Islam is that it teaches us brotherhood, where we are to care for each other, look out for each other without expecting anything in return. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Islam teaches us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that what, you know, you love for yourself, you should love for your fellow Muslim. Subhanallah. I want peace and security for myself and my family. I should want this for other Muslims as well. I don't want to be afflicted with difficulties and calamities. I should want this for other Muslims as well. So when I pick up my hands and make dua, yes, I start with myself. And then I make dua for my family. But don't stop there. Make dua for all the Muslims, those who are alive and those who have passed on as well. Remember, so many Muslims out there are in worse situations than us, are going through dire circumstances. Make dua for them as well. And remember, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a summary of a hadith that the person who removes a difficulty from my ummati will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Look at the benefit. Because a human being is like this. What's in it for me? So do it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do it for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to earn thawab and to gain these benefits in dunya and akhirah solely for the pleasure of Allah.